last weekend there was this fantastic dance festival. It's called the Jamai Festival, and a lot of folks have heard of it. Sometimes it's fun to figure out, well, what is that? And I've got a guest in the studio. Angela Jenkins joins us. And so tell us what was special about this Jamai Festival for you.
It was my first Jamai Festival. And though I am from the Lower Yukon, Jamai always falls around the same time as the first potluck in Imangak, which is the village I'm from. So this is the first time I got to go, and while some of my favorite dances, I do love to watch Yugak or Eskimo dance, but some of my other favorite groups were the Polynesian group. They also had the Underground Dance Company was there, and a acrobatist group called Nanda. So that was really, really cool. Probably the most special experience for me was called the Heart of the Drum, where all the drummers from all the groups go on top of the bleachers. It's in the high school gym in Bethel, and all of the drummers go up to the bleachers, and they tell you to raise your arms and let go of all your pain and all your stress and all your worry and let it go with the beat of the drum. So that was really amazing, and Aussie here from who lives here in Anchorage got on stage and was talking about how our drums can't be silenced. Nothing has been able to stop Yugak, and so that was really, really awesome, really special.
So it was like you were surrounded by these drums during that Heart of the Drum, and the audience was in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So it was, and it was. They were standing at the top of the bleachers, so the sound was, like, coming down at you. And while you're raising your arms, it really felt like, I mean, every time I dance or I, you know, watch dance, I feel uplifted. But that was a whole nother experience. So that was really, really cool. Another really cool moment that I wanted to share, I came into the studio yesterday and I talked to Frank. I had my first dance in Imangak, which... you know, is a pretty big deal. Imangak is known for our traditional dance. The way that we dance is very traditional. And I recently started dancing again. I moved to Anchorage, and I recently started dancing again with a group here. And my daughter, Addison, she just from birth has always been a very proud Yuk, which is means individual Yupik person. She's very proud of our heritage. So while the dance group from Anchorage, and I'm not going to pronounce this correctly, Achikluk dance group here in Anchorage was dancing. She started dancing along because we go and practice with them. She started dancing, and a boy in the bleachers with us asked Addison, can I dance with you? And so he got down on his knees and danced with Addison, and she was very proud. It was a very, it's just really important, you know, for our children to be proud of who they are and where they come from, and that was a moment that Addison will never forget, and we experienced that at Jamai, you know?
Wow, so kind of like right in the heartland of Yupik dance country.
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome, and so tell me a little bit about the first dance tradition.
First dance, it's not, there's no age, set age for your first dance. It is when you have proven that you are interested and you want to learn to dance. It's usually in the spring during the first potluck. Traditionally, where I'm from, that's when you have your first dance. During the first potluck, there are several children in the community. You have your headdress, your belt, your boots, and your dance fans made for you or handed down to you by a family member. And it's really, it's pretty much like a baptism into the community, I would say.
A rite of passage, right? Wow.
Yeah, and so I had mine, like I said, in Imangak. I was I was 5 years old, and Addison is 6, and we're now planning and getting ready to do her first dance in Imangak next spring. So I'm really excited.
That sounds amazing. So maybe we'll look to you for more updates on that and more guidance on how people do that.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I could give guidance. Actually, a friend of mine at the Ukshun Jawya documentary showing here in Anchorage, we're talking about how Alaska Natives, Yupik, especially how we would have our first dance in Anchorage with friends and people who care about us here. I mean, I'm lucky to have family in Imangak and family who speaks and dances and lives a subsistence lifestyle, but there are people here in Anchorage who don't have those connections. And Kelsey Wallace from the Native Heritage Center and I were talking about how do you ask for help? How do you go about having a first dance or hosting a first dance, a potluck for children who sometimes may not have that connection to the village they're from or their family's from? So, I wouldn't say I could give guidance, but I would say I would like to help or be a part of, part of bringing it back, part of making it happen for kids in our community, because I think every child should have that experience.
Certainly sounds like trailblazing material here, on Morning Line. Talking about it. I mean, I think a lot of people have never heard of it, and I'd heard of it, but I'd never done it myself. So I'm like, oh, yeah, kudos to you for helping bring that back.
Yeah, we're really trying. So thanks for letting me talk about that. That was really special. Like I said, it was my first Chamai, tons of dance groups. I got to watch Kotlik is one of my favorite dance groups. I got to see them. There was a really special dedication to the elders of, I'm probably going to not pronounce this correctly, Kasigluk Mute, and that was really special, really great experience overall. I got to stay with family friends, and I got to see my grandma. Addison got to meet her great grandma, who lives in Bethel, there in the senior center. So, really wonderful experience. I felt like it went by in the blink of an eye. And I'm definitely going back next year. So for more information on Chamai Festival and how you can get involved, you could go to their website, chamai.org, chamai.org, for how to get involved next year. Another really great experience. Sorry, guys. Another really great experience was Miss Chamai, and that is a pageant. And I've always thought, I'm not really into pageants, but it is a cultural pageant, so it makes it a little bit different. They have to have cultural knowledge, poise. They have to help serve elders at the elder feed during Chamai, which is a really, really awesome experience to feed, the elders of the community. And that was really awesome, Miss Chamai.
So kind of like a, sort of like reconnecting some of these older ideas as well as incorporating some new ones, like pageant.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
So Chamai Festival, and you mentioned the website chamai.org, and you plan to go next year?
I do plan on going next year. I'll have to bring a power bank for my phone, my digital camera, snacks. I'll be prepared next year.
Right on. So maybe we'll get an update about that, too. So I'd like to thank our guest, Angela Jenkins, for sharing her observations of Chamai Festival.
Thanks. Right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much, Angela. It's great. Thank you, Frank Chaitluk, 841 Velvet Underground, just ahead.
In Rapid City, South Dakota, there's a disagreement about how to protect the homeless from death from exposure. Advocates recently established new warming shelters against the bitter cold. The police chief says they enable addicts. What is the answer to helping our unsheltered relatives? We'll discuss this on the next Native America Calling.